And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John,
you're right.
All right. I'm just gonna play us in a little bit.
When are you gonna tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
Hi.
Hey, right. Y'all.
There we go.
You're asking for silence from this one? Are you gonna ask? Yes, they, What do I do?
Hey,
silence.
I came into the other day, and her nurse was sitting there. I came in, the dogs were all over me, things are fumbling out of my hand, and I'm laughing. And the nurse looks at me, she goes, oh my God, you come in so loud.
Wait, she said you're what?
I came in so loud.
Oh, I thought she said you're...
Things are falling. The dogs are all over me.
I thought she said you're coming so loud.
No.
Oh, well, that's
we don't know.
It's been a while, John. I don't
know. Well, we're off on a good note. So that... Welcome back.
Hi, yeah, thanks yeah. for good having to be here.
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. You guys went number one last time. That was kind of cool.
Boom.
Yeah. Talk, yeah.
Really? Number one.
Number one in talk, wow. Yeah. So.
Woohoo!
Yeah. All right, so do the event spiel first in case we've offended people already.
I didn't need to say one thing. So we're missing one of our members, Joe.
Yes.
Okay.
Did we lose him?
No. No,
he's dropped out.
When you say missing, you mean...
Well, no, he's elbow deep in fixing his lawnmower.
Whoa, I didn't know he was elbow deep.
Elbow deep in anything.
He's elbow deep in baby.
So,
again with that lawnmower?
If you want content... Joe's lawnmower saga continue.
Horrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can call it slow get over mowing Joe.
what's up with his lawnmower?
It's a whole Everything. Thing. It's an hour podcast. Yeah.
Baby is her name.
Well, now this is a new
baby.
Baby's mine.
Oh, okay.
He named his lawnmower.
It's a whole story, but he was going to buy one. I ended up buying it because the deck was too small. That's what he says.
Small deck.
So he had a small deck.
He trimmed the bushes up.
Small deck.
He wanted a bigger deck. And I said, we all do. So he
That's my favorite share bit of all time is when she sees somebody who's like handsome and talented, she goes, he better have a small deck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
He must.
So he ended up getting another lawnmower from his in-laws. And it was like 2 miles an hour. So we called it slow-mo. So he ended up with slow-mo.
You go ahead.
It took him 4 hours to mow his lawn. And now he finally found another lawnmower and he gets it back to his house. He sells slow-mo. And now this one is no-mo.
Well, he was able to do one line with it.
One line. And then it shut off.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. So now he's got to fix the clutch. So that's what he's doing today.
All right. Fair enough.
Anyway.
Do a round to say who you are quick so people know.
Kenny Farmacola, right here, right now.
he's much more comfortable than the last time, right?
Yeah.
It's
the alcohol.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's 7 o'clock at night, so it's fine to do.
Oh, exactly. Nobody's drinking. No, it's not 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Not at all. No, nobody's drinking at 1 in the afternoon.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, ain't that right, Kenny?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, 24 hours.
Yeah, we're here celebrating life and Lynn. And she's doing much better. I mean, we're going to go through that all, but she still has a long road ahead of her to recover. And she's had some ups and downs, some bumps in the roads, but she's getting better and she looks good. There was a post today or yesterday.
About the movie night thing.
Movie night with her hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
She's looking good.
Yeah. That's great.
She's getting there. But
she's getting there.
Yeah.
She will. Sparkles here.
Oh, yeah.
I just spread my sparkles everywhere. You never know where I am.
One on my cell phone last night. I'm like, where did this even come from?
Updated.
It was like on my screen.
Yeah.
Oh, my sparkles?
Yes.
I was like, what the fuck?
I found one on my ass.
I was never there.
We know where that came from.
I was not there, everybody.
They just fly all over the place.
They just fly all over the place. Dawn Mondelli. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Cher. So we're really starting to ramp up things here and starting to get some ticket sales and stuff for the event. So this is Kickstart Lynn's Heart on October 12th at Hudson Valley Pickleball, 1895 South Road in Poughkeepsie, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sorry, there's bands throughout the day, acoustic acts throughout the day. So if you go on the Eventbrite, maybe when you post this, are you able to tag the event?
Yeah, okay. Totally. Yeah.
I'll so link. On the I'll Eventbrite, link. You can go on there and buy tickets to the event. They're $25 plus the stupid fee that Eventbrite takes.
Like $3.
There's also, if you have a hot rod you'd like to register, I'm going to put this out there. If anybody has a 1966 Chrysler Imperial, I'd love for you to show up. And a matter of fact, if you have a 1966 Chrysler Imperial, I'm going to pay for your ticket to get in. Because that has some meaning. And then there's also the bike registration. The bike run is being led by VP Customs. Check out their YouTube channel, VP Customs. And it's also going to be police escorted. So there's tickets on there for the driver and passenger. And we will have information uploaded very shortly about the meeting location and the where the bike run is going, yada, yada, yada. And then it's obviously going to end at Hudson Valley Pickleball so that the riders can enjoy the event. The tickets for the cars and bike run include entry to the event. We're going to give everybody bracelets so that we know you paid and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But so the bands are Ginger's Revenge, Sucker Punch, Pandemonium, the Jukebox Junkies, and Circle 65. So some really great bands. So please come out if you guys go on Facebook and look up Kickstart Lynn's Heart as the event. You'll see what time your favorite band is playing. So if you just want to go for that, that's cool.
Duos.
And then the duos are Natasha B, Jeff and Bianca Carano, Angelo Santilli and Trisha Palo, Jenny Angel and Hurricane Annie, and they're going to be playing in between the bands. So there's live music all day. No,
awesome.
No radio music at all. It's just live music.
You
can
just
all
come,
day.
Hang out, and just
yes.
chill out.
Yep. Yes, yep. And if nothing else, it's a great day of local Hudson Valley music. All these people are donating their time. Sucker Punch is donating the backline, donating the sound equipment, and doing the sound for all the bands. So thank you to all the members of Sucker Punch for kicking ass. What else? So there's going to be raffles, basket raffles, 50-50s. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a hole-in-one contest. There's going to be a cornhole tournament. There's going to be food.
Cash bar. We have cash a full bar there.
So it's going to be a great day of community, and
might have some vendors too.
Yeah, we might have some vendors.
Yeah.
If you have something that you think might go well with this, if you could set up a table, you know, please reach out to us. You can reach out to the email at kickstartlynnsheart@gmail.com, and let us know what you have. If there's something that you want to, donate as a raffle. If you are a business that would like to sponsor, a vendor that would like to sponsor, please reach out, kickstartlynnsheart@gmail.com. And
Lynn has an E at the end of it.
Lynn has an E at the end of it. Kickstart Lynn's Heart, LYNNE, @gmail.com. And what else? Yeah. So Lynn is doing well. You know, we knew from the get-go that this recovery could take anywhere from 6 to 12 months. And as somebody who's gone through some life-altering medical nonsense, you know, you kind of think, you know, that's not going to be me. Like, I'm going to get through this quicker than what the time frame they give me. But the truth is that Lynn is having a harsh reality right now that she is going to need that time. It is a very slow recovery. And there's been some definite bumps in the road and setbacks, that, can really take a toll on you emotionally and mentally. So you know, we're all trying to be as supportive as we can for her. And I know I've said this before, you know, if you know Lynn, if you know of Lynn, you know, shoot her a note, text her.
Yeah, reach out.
Reach out on Facebook or something and just send her some well wishes. Maybe send her a funny meme or a reel or something to make her
let
laugh.
Her know that you're thinking of her.
Yeah, let her know you're thinking of her. Because I will tell you, again, from experience, I don't know that there's anything worse when you're going through a recovery than deafening silence,
mm-hmm.
Especially from people that you would never expect to be silent. With that said, maybe it's fear. Maybe you feel like you don't know what to say, but anything is better than nothing. So reach out.
Call me. I'll tell you what to say.
Yeah.
And then you can, say.
But really, like, even a funny meme, laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah. And, you know, I said to her this morning, all I want you to do is have one win a day. And that could be that you slept well. That's a win. You took a nice nap. That's a win. You ate something. That's a win. You had a solid poop. Like, there's little, and laughter.
Wait, you're supposed to have solid poops?
Well, hopefully.
She did have diarrhea, so that was a setback.
No, I'm talking about...
that's why I said that.
I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about her anymore. We have changed direction now.
But that's what I said, and laughter.
Yeah.
So if all she can say is that she laughed one time today and all that other stuff didn't happen, she didn't sleep good, she didn't go for a walk, she didn't eat any protein, if she laughed that day, it's a win. And so... So if you can send her something to make her laugh, if you can send her something to make her smile, or just to let her know that she is on your mind.
Post it on her Facebook page.
Yeah, for sure.
Doesn't take just, long.
She sees minutes, it. She sees it. She gets the notification. It takes 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So reaching out is better than not.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just want to shout out to all of our volunteers, especially Wendy, who has been very supportive and helpful with getting food donations. And so she needs a big thank you. And whoever else is helping out there. Key Bank?
Key
Bank is sponsored some food for us.
And McGann as well.
And McGann.
We asked for something last week and she was in my office in 2 hours doing what we asked her to do. She's going to help me set up something as well. That's going to be very integral to the volunteer portion of this. She's going to help me set that up. So Anne has been great. So with any of the volunteers that have stepped up, we appreciate you.
And we're always looking for more people to help. I mean, undertaking this event has been very challenging for all of us.
Yes.
Especially when we have very little experience in it and we all have busy lives. So we have been challenged with a lot of, you know, obstacles, but
moving
we get
parts
through it. And you know, I'm just praying that this event goes very well and we get a ton of people here because we need the people to come in and enjoy the day and support Lynn and, you know, just help us out. You know?
If I want to volunteer, what do I do?
Reach out to the same email. That would be the best way to do Lynn's kickstartlynnsheart@gmail.com.
But,
and really, really anything that you think you can maybe offer to us, please let us know. We'll let you know if we could use it or not, or maybe we could find something else for you to do if you want to get involved. But just reach out and let us know. We're not going to turn you down if you're volunteering for something. We could use all we could get. If you are a business out there and you'd like to, again, if you'd like to sponsor something, we will make sure that you are advertised, that you sponsor. It's important to know that if you buy tickets to this, or you donate, that it is not a 501c3, so it is not tax deductible. It's important for me to say that. I was told by a tax person to put that out there, and we should actually put that on the Eventbrite too, Kenny, that it is not a tax deduction because it's a personal donation. We right. do not have a 501c3 set up for her, just so that everybody knows. But if you see on Facebook that somebody is, you know, it shows up in your feed that, oh, so-and-so said they were interested, so-and-so said they were going, or you see one of us share it, please, please, please share the event, the Facebook event, to get the word out there as much as possible. There's a really cool thing that Facebook lets you do, and it says invite friends. And it lets you invite, I think, up to 500 friends. So
a day.
It takes literally 3.7 seconds to do that. All you have to do is select all, and it will select 500 friends and send them an invite. Please do that. That's a huge way that you can help without having to lift a finger or leave your house or your bed or wherever. Just inviting people and getting the word out there. Would be immensely helpful.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the band times are on the Eventbrite. So if you want to come a little later, if your favorite band is playing at a specific time, you can come then. It doesn't matter. As long as you show up.
We have a great lineup.
Yeah, we do. We really have a lot of great bands.
All
local
of them,
talent.
The big hitters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The recovery could be a year. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's...
So we're looking to cover like a year's nut here.
Yeah, hopefully, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, that's trying.
Right, right. Yeah. But I don't want people to think that we have enough, is my point. Right. We don't have enough.
No.
Okay. Yeah. And everybody knows how much life costs you in New York, especially, you know.
It's ridiculous.
So, food.
So we don't know. We don't know how long it's going to take.
And again, she had already a setback, so.
Yeah.
Which and wasn't
also,
expected.
Also. So. We need votes for Lynn.
Tell him not to tap the desk, please.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, there's
that. You're right.
Was that right? Yeah.
Listen, Rush Limbaugh, slow down with the desk banging.
Yeah, and plus she'll be campaigning. Her campaign is coming up.
Campaigning. Yeah, I mean, she can't go out there and hit the door, you know, hit people and you know, we can maybe wheel her out in a wheelchair soon.
I'll wheel her everywhere. We'll do some wheeling.
You know, her voice is still recovering, so she can't really talk well.
Explain a little bit of that as well. So Lynn was intubated for, I want to say, 5 days, which is much longer than most. Usually they'll try to extubate you the day after surgery or 2 days after your surgery, but they were not able to do that with her. So unfortunately, what happens sometimes is the intubation tube, your vocal cords sit right at the top of your windpipe. And so when you're intubated, it goes right through your vocal cords so that the air goes directly into your windpipe, into your lungs. And so what happens is that intubation tube can sit or lean on one side or the other. And that's what happened in Lynn's case. And so her left vocal cord is angry and pitching a fit and refusing and picketing right now and is on strike. And it's not working. And
is that what happened to Bob Dylan?
I'm not sure.
No, that was a joke because he can't sing. I quit. That one fell flat.
My voice is coming back a little bit.
It's a little bit of both. Yeah.
What's making her voice sound better is her lungs are getting a little bit stronger now. Yeah. We're going to put it out there. She had fluid in her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
That was not expected.
Mm-hmm.
That she had to get drained, which is not a fun procedure to have. At all. So they have to do one thing at a time here. So she's getting a little bit better with her voice because she has stronger lungs now, because your lungs are, you cannot talk if you have no lung function. So right now what happens with your vocal cords is they're basically two tendons that vibrate up to 20,000 times per second. And that's what creates your voice. And when one side isn't working, they don't come together to create your voice. So she right now basically can only speak in a whisper because she has a full-on air leak, if that makes any sense, right? So you, if you blow up a balloon and you pinch the neck of the balloon, that's kind of what your vocal cords do, right? If I don't pinch it hard, then the air just says, bleh. And that's exactly what's happening with her voice. She doesn't have the resistance to create her voice. And so there's a good possibility she's going to need, basically, it's like a Botox injection into that vocal cord, which is also not going to be any fun, to beef up the tendon so that it is beefed up all the time and comes across far enough to meet the other vocal cord as it vibrates to give her voice back. So so those are some setbacks that were not expected. But to go back to Kenny's point of her campaign, the Wappingers Republican Committee is going to be helping with this. Vicky LaPerch is putting together a team of people that's going to help go door knocking. So if that's something that you'd like to get involved in, please, you could reach out to Vicky LaPerch, Victoria LaPerch on Facebook, even Joey Cavassini with the town of Wappinger, or kickstartlynsheart@gmail.com, and we'll put you in contact with the right person if that's something that you'd like to do. Mike Robinson was kind enough to donate some space in his building on 1234 Route 9 in Wappingers for the Republican Committee as a staging area. And that's going to be where they're going to be stuffing bags and doing that kind of stuff to help Lynn with her. We'll help all of them, all of the Wappingers Republican Committee. But my point is that if you do help with something, you won't have to like cover your dining room table with stuff. Like you, there's going to be a place for them to do that, like a home base to do that. And then you would just leave from there. But any volunteers for that would be amazing as well.
I would do that.
Hey, I'm
I would help
it.
With that.
I'm a Democrat and I'm doing it.
Well, she's your friend. So, I mean,
but she's a good person. She's a good
right,
person.
She's a good person. Yes. And that's where politics ruins a lot of.
Yes, it does.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It absolutely does.
You know, we're friends.
Friends first.
Right, yes.
The rest of this bullshit second.
Exactly.
Bros before bros.
wait. As a bro.
Right?
I feel... all right, so we got the event. We got what's happening. We got food. We got how to volunteer. How are you guys doing? Like, it's a lot, right?
Doing
something like this is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's
It's amazing to me how hard it is. You want to do something good, you would think the path would be easier.
Nah.
It's not, right?
Oh, no. We've had roadblock, literally, after roadblock, after roadblock.
Constant.
Constant.
Yeah.
And it's just, I say it all the time, though. No good deed goes unpunished. It's just the way
you know
it
what?
Is.
I bet you that day comes and it's going to be a fantastic day.
It always
day.
Does. It
yeah,
always,
yeah. No, it always works.
It
but,
will always turn out great,
yeah.
You know. But I really truly feel no good deed goes unpunished. And that's what
the path to get to, whether the path to get to doing something good is just, it's just a life observation. It's so much harder than it ought to be.
Yeah.
Like you would think the universe would reward good and say, hey, go do good. But it doesn't. So my point in saying that is commending all of you guys, because this is not an easy freaking thing to do. And it's kind of inspirational to see how hard you guys are working to make this happen in the face of roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. That's not an easy thing to do, man. I mean, I don't do anything good, so I'm just watching you guys do it and saying, like, man, it must be hard. do you want another one?
Empty, yeah.
Jerry knows how to hold down a show. Do you want another one?
Sure.
All right.
Come on.
Anybody want anything else?
No. No. Thank you.
Jerry, take the
wheel. We're going to be completely silent the whole time.
Sing a little tune for us.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, I could talk. You know me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this is chaos right
chaos
here.
Is going to
Yeah, chaos is going to take over.
It's chaos.
No, I mean, yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking to watch her go through this, though.
Yeah.
It really is. I felt like my heart just went out for her. You know, to her yesterday.
Yeah.
She was having a tough time, you know, mentally. She's mentally drained and
Oh, yeah.
You know, besides the physical part of it.
And you guys said this to me the other day, like, you know, as a man, like, we wear scars, like, as, like, a shield.
Badge of honor.
Viking.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I got a scar.
Yeah.
You know, but for a woman.
It's different.
Wait, let me do this.
You good?
Do this.
I'm good. Thank you. Yes. I got a scar.
Just to show you.
I just went on right here.
But, you know, for a woman, it you know, Lynn has a big scar down her middle of her chest. And, you know, that is something hard for a woman to deal with and feel like a woman and feel pretty and feel, you know, desirable. So, you know, this is a mental challenge more than a physical challenge, too.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so it's tough.
My wife, Trish, was just going through that the other day. She's 3 years out. Three years out, I think, from head and neck cancer. And she had a surgery from like the back of her ear all the way across her throat. And she's crushing it. But the other day, like, she was talking to somebody at work and they were like staring like right at her neck the whole time.
Right.
And this is 3 years of healing out and it's still a thing. That scar thing is.
Yeah.
But then there's that Keanu Reeves quote. You ever, the replacements, Keanu Reeves, nobody?
No.
He's a football player. Gene Hackman's the coach. They're trying to win a championship. They're all replacement players. And he's in a huddle and he says, pain heals, chicks dig scars, glory is forever.
There you go.
So, yeah, chicks dig scars. That's the thing, right? So that's as a woman, like you don't think, you know, women are always looked at with their looks first, you know?
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be perfect.
And right. And, you know, there's certain scars you can hide and there are certain scars that you can't. And, you know, this is one of them that right now is, you know, not really hideable. And so, yeah, you know, but again, keep in mind, you know, the human mind is not built to withstand trauma like this on its own. You know, you're not built to go through something like this and come out the other side the same, you know, it really affects you. You know, if she doesn't have it already, she's going to wind up with PTSD. Like there's a bunch of stuff that's going to come along with this. That is not what you sign up for, but it's the gift that keeps on giving and you don't even realize
that's
it.
So true. Like we're designed to like go get a bear, sit on a campfire, raise a kid, go to bed, do that again tomorrow. Like if you had told somebody even like 300 years ago, oh, by the way, I'm going to hack your chest open.
Yeah,
I'm going to spend my day in it, right? And then I'm going to come out. Like you're so right. You're just not engineered to process that stuff.
No, you're not. You're not. And so even when even your body healing, like you think, okay, people have a fucking wisdom tooth taken out of their head and the doctor says, don't do anything for 3 days. Don't lift anything. Don't like a wisdom tooth is taken out and the doctor gives you things to not do. Right. You know? And so when you think about major surgeries like this, what your body actually goes through in order to heal itself, it's working so hard. And when you don't feel good, when you can't swallow well, when you're extremely depressed, when you're extremely exhausted, all the things, you're not eating because you're depressed and don't feel like it, but not eating then makes the healing part even harder. So it just becomes this huge snowball, you know? And so again, it's where the support of other humans, if you don't have enough in you to support yourself, you need the support of other humans to help you. So it's the support of other humans that will really help her healing.
Wisdom tooth story?
Yeah.
Because you said wisdom tooth?
Yeah.
Okay, so I get mine out. I'm 16 years old. I'm a 16-year-old boy. So all I am is testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in to get my wisdom teeth out. And the nurse is a smoke shop. And they put me under to do the thing, right? And I'm coming up and they almost kicked me out of the office because
inappropriate.
I grabbed the nurse by the sleeve and I wouldn't let go. I was still like coming up. I'm grabbing. I'm like, I need a sponge bath. I'm so dirty. I need a sponge bath. God. But for like, yeah. And then finally I came out of it and like, bro, we almost threw you out of here. And I'm like,
wow. That is hysterical.
She's not giving anybody a sponge bath anytime soon.
I didn't get one either. So
I volunteered to give her one. Right. Kickstarter.gmail.com.
/ sponge bath.
But yeah, so if there is anything that you can volunteer, whether it be, you know, making some, keep in mind she, you know, swallowing is tough. Like, so like she can't have steak or anything like that. But if there's something, you know, that anybody feels like cooking, a soup or something like that, and, you know, maybe wants to just make her some soup or bring her some soup or something like that, like anything like that would be really helpful. And just, I would just say, call her or text her first just to make sure that she's up for visitors. But you know,
or if you don't know her, you could drop it off. You could drop it off at the studio, 85 Airport Drive,
or you could email us.
Yeah,
you could email us first. Okay.
I can edit that.
Oh, okay.
I won't, but I could.
Conversation. In case we don't know them, I would.
Well, that's why I say you could drop it off here first.
Yeah. Email. Yeah.
85 Airport Drive in Wappingers. If you want to drop something off, I'll taste test it, and if I live, she can have it.
She can
have it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you could chop that up however you want.
That's funny. But,
and then. Will she be at the event, you think?
It will be a miracle if she is, but we'd love to get her there for a moment. And, you know. Yeah.
Are we doing like a Facebook feed or anything so that she could see it?
We have that huge TV there. I mean, the 9 TVs put together.
That would be amazing.
We could set up a live stream.
That was
or maybe even like a 10-minute. It doesn't have to be the whole thing, but maybe like a 10-minute, everybody say hi to Lynn.
We could. That's something that maybe you could set up as the MC. And we could get everybody together when it's like pretty busy with people. But
but
there's a good possibility that we could just set up somebody's phone.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it on my phone too. Yeah,
those TVs, and do a live feed all day long. So that's one pop in. Check it out.
And text and say, hey,
her recovering. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
We should put it behind the band if we wanted to. Pictures of Lynn and her kids and
That's what I think. That's my brain was thinking pictures of her, but then also any of the business sponsors will go on there as well. We can put it on. There's a huge. Anybody doesn't know.
There's 9 TVs and it looks like one big TV.
Yeah, it looks like one gigantic TV that's probably 20 feet high by 40 feet long or something like that. Like, it's insane. So any businesses that would like to sponsor, we would advertise your business on there.
Send your business card or logo or something, and then we can put it on our laptop, connect it to their cable, and then right on the back of the band. Yeah. So
and after, and only after you buy a ticket and you come, pray, because I know that she's a spiritual person as well, and she would appreciate it. Don't do that instead of buying a ticket.
Right.
But
buy a ticket, then
first, then pray. So it's buy, pray, buy, then pray.
Yeah. Even if you aren't religious. I'm not a religious person, but I'll pray for her. Why not?
Why not? Yeah. Look at Sparkle Ball spiritual all of a sudden. Is that the first serious thing you said? Because he looked
at it. He didn't tell the candle.
He looked he looked like that's the first serious thing he ever heard coming out of your mouth.
Chaos.
Chaos. He's all about chaos, trust me.
He fed him
you
don't
even
chaos.
Know. Yes. You don't even know what goes on.
I think she wants to sage me. I think I feel like I'm getting up. Like, you know. I know she's into the universe. You and I both love the universe. And I think she wants to take sage and go like this, Dawn.
When you put out, when you get back.
I know. I have to stop putting out.
Whoa. Wait, hold on.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show.
32 minutes, 53 seconds, because I'm going to pull that, and that's the pull quote. No, that's the pull quote, yeah.
Because I don't put out.
We're going to lead with that you need to stop putting out.
People who know me, no, I don't, so.
I need to start putting out.
I've been trying, but you ain't getting nowhere.
That's what I mean.
And those deathbed guys?
guys who are old and they're ready to go.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. If you, if you own a business, have a really bad cough and
are going to
die, please email kickstart.com.
If you have a will that you'd like to revise, and I'll be ahead of it. All right.
If you have, if you have no family,
right,
no debt, and a business license.
And a really bad cough.
Right, right. And a really bad
cough.
Please
reach out. I got you, my
Or you're really pink.
You know what?
If you're really pink, you can also do that.
For the price of one. You can share.
I do. I need a share.
Well, but there doesn't have to. There doesn't have to be just once. Think bigger. There can be a cycle of this.
Right, I need a sugar daddy, but I don't want like a sugar daddy. I want like a diabetic daddy.
You don't
no sugar.
You know what I'm saying?
I used to be.
Oh, no sugar.
No sugar.
I swear to God.
No sugar.
He's a diabetic daddy. You ain't getting shit.
Sugar.
Your money.
I need a daddy. No sugar, just a daddy.
Just your money. Weekly allowance, please.
I swear to God, this is true. I used to be so bad at relationships. Like, I was an asshole. I was so bad at relationships.
Stop.
Okay, yeah. Well, in relationships. Like, I got that part. Well, I don't even have that figured out. But that was like a plan of mine at one point. Was like, I break up with women every 3 months.
Mama?
Yeah.
Like, I was a guy who would be a male escort for sure.
Yeah. Like,
why not?
Somebody's, there's got to be some widow that can't see straight. Is it going to notice if I'm in the house?
Everywhere anyway.
Right?
Might as well get paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would totally. If I was a guy, I would totally be single and I would be a male escort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because those old fucking windbags, they want some love too, you know? They need
everybody needs a little candy
on their arm.
It's tough though. I mean,
listen, you put a paper bag on her head and she thinks
and
it's
they
candy.
All look right. The same.
Right. Oh, whatever face on it you want. There you go. That's funny.
But you just let her know it's your king. And she's like, right. Yeah, I put a paper bag on her head. He loves that shit. Right?
I'm not trying to kill you.
Damn,
this is
what
for me.
What up, Grand Union? What up, Grand Union?
Put it on that bag. Right in the mouth area.
That's a moment I need video in here for. What up, Grand Union is actually better than I need to stop putting out. What up, Grand Union?
You get it, Grand Union. You take that.
Yeah, but they're plastic bags.
Grand Union.
The plastic bags now, and if she inhales the wrong way.
That's a whole other thing.
We could poke a hole in the bag.
That's true.
That's a whole other thing, yeah.
That's a whole other
thing. We could poke a hole in the bag.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, but if you do that, sex costs you 10 cents every time you have it, because right. Now you got to pay for the paper bag all the time.
You know, there's a price for everything. Plus, she's paying you $300 an hour.
Right, right.
Sometimes,
cough up the dime.
Sometimes you have to spend a little
bit.
Right, right, right. Right, exactly. Actually, for your tax guy, that's a good question. Can I get 10 cents back?
Write off my 10 cents for my plastic bag.
You save the receipt for your tax. Yeah.
The side business, if you're an artist, is drawing the face of somebody on the paper bag just to make it easier.
Right. Yeah. Sophia Loren.
Right, because otherwise you think
all you need is big, otherwise, fat, juicy red lips on the bag.
Otherwise you think you're banging like... Wait, hold on.
That's where the hole in the bag is in hand.
There you go.
There you go. Yes.
Well, no, because you don't want to be banging like the unknown comic, right? You need like some sort of...
Yes, you do want to bang the unknown comic.
What do you care what's going on under that bag?
Anime. It's anime.
You know, I've said that a lot. What do you care what's going on under that bag?
What I'm saying.
Never went well, but I have...
Under that bag. You don't even know.
Right, right.
You know?
All right.
I feel like we have to do this.
How do we take this to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was putting out.
You were not putting out.
No, I was not putting out.
Let's make that clear.
I was commending you all for doing charitable work, and now you're banging people with bags over their head.
That's charitable.
That is.
Nobody else will bang them.
Cher makes
That's
the point.
That's charity work. That's charity work.
Well, not if you get paid $300
for
it.
But no good deed goes unpunished, just like I said.
You might as well fancy up the bag with red lipstick.
Don't you need eyes? Like, could you bang something that didn't have eyes?
Black eyeliner? No.
Yeah, I don't
just no, like actual that. Eyes. I'm just,
oh! I thought you meant like a
two things of eyeliner,
if
no eyes.
A socket. That's a whole other hole.
There may be fetishes out there with that. I don't know.
Talking sex.
Well, listen, I actually
congratulations. We got our explicit rating. Yeah. Very, very well done.
I actually don't mind scars. So, but, you know.
No, he's just throwing it out.
I think we're going to have to keep Lynn away from this one.
You know, to the point where, like, you know, a scar, like, for me, is a kind of, you know, it's kind of a turn on. So.
Yes, yeah. You have expressed that before.
What have you got?
Several times.
I like that whole.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well,
there's always a story behind a scar.
There's always a story behind a scar.
Interesting.
And I will tell you from experience, if you really love somebody, you don't see it anyway.
That's right.
Just like most things.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. No, I see her. I see every one of her other flaws. Yeah.
Like, don't see that shit.
There we go. All right, go ahead.
I never see red flags.
I'm gonna go for a ride.
Hey,
you go ahead. I thought this was gonna be an hour, but apparently didn't.
I see red flags for all my friends, not me though.
Are you dating anybody?
No.
No. That's why she's not putting out.
Oh well, you can date and not put out.
That's true. Not that I know that.
She ain't dating long.
I heard.
What now?
Somebody told me.
Yeah. Now, there's your answer.
What was the answer?
Go
What's
ahead.
The answer?
She ain't dating long. She ain't putting out.
Right.
That's why I don't date.
When was your last, like, real relationship?
It's the last time you put out.
No, not I'm not talking about this morning.
To talk about? Or...
Hey,
is there a cease and desist here?
A lot of the guys she's dated are in, like, the...
room?
No.
Conjugal visit.
Right.
They're in a witness protection
program. Who's the last person you dated who wasn't in a county-owned trailer?
When somebody else wasn't watching.
Right.
The white bus.
And I don't mean like the.
And there was only
eight.
And there was only 15 minutes.
I can't answer that. I don't even know myself.
Hold on.
They all look the same when they have pinstripes.
Would you?
They all have the same
pinstripes. Burning.
They all have the same resume. What's a?
Do you need to consult your phone?
You've been arrested. Well,
that's on your dating thing.
Don't count the arrest.
According to Kenny,
don't count the arrest. Count the convictions. The arrests are inconvenient. Yeah. The convictions you got to worry about.
It's always
what's the dating site? Slammer Sluts.
Plenty of garbage.
When's the last time you had sex and Social Security guard did not want one of you?
What is that?
The last time somebody checked you for metal before you had sex was when?
You have a cavity surgery.
Right. When's the last time you had sex? We had to get naked before it and then during it.
What? Any more alcohol?
Do you want?
Maybe I'll talk about it after another drink.
Another white claw, please.
Yeah.
Do you want another?
No, thank you.
All right. Okay, that got out of hand.
Yeah.
A little bit.
What are you, garbage? I always say, no, people are like, oh, dating sites. I'm like, no, I met one on Plenty of Fish. I thought, it's plenty of garbage.
It's not Plenty of Fish, it's plenty of garbage.
Yeah, I can't say all because I have had friends that actually had relationships.
Do you want a relationship?
Had. What?
I do, but I'm afraid.
Of
lies.
Well, stop dating convicts. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, no, convicts don't lie. You know everything you need to know about a convict, right?
I don't know. I'm sure.
Maybe only date convicts.
The truth.
Yeah, right?
I'll tell you.
You're not lying to you about their life.
I just need that break. I need to, like, fix myself and just, you know, I do. I have a lot of things going on, so.
Because I have this, sure knows, I have this theory that, like, women reach a certain age and... Because women, I think, self-actualize better than men do. And I think women reach a certain age. And I'm doing like a lot of work in menopause right now. I don't know why. I do know why. And
work in menopause?
Like everybody that's on the show winds up talking about menopause. Oh. And I did like a menopause thing for James's Warriors and blah, blah. But,
menopause.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's why, just say men. That's why it's horrendous.
Oh, no. Well, there's that whole thing that...
That's me.
Men on pause. But no, I think women like reach like, I think it's because you guys are always more mature than we are. But I think women reach a point where, like, you get to a point where, like, a guy is would be nice, maybe, but equally just not as nice. Like, if I have one, great. If I don't have one, not even a guy, a partner. If I have one, great. If I don't have one, great. Like, it just kind of doesn't matter anymore.
What?
Okay. That's
right. You mean days? What are you talking about?
He's saying that women our age don't really care one way or the other anymore if a man is in their life.
I won't even make the...
This is the exception that proves the rule, apparently. No? You still care?
I still care about what? Having a relationship? Oh, yeah, no. Who doesn't want a companion, you know? But
Yeah. Exhibit A.
I don't. I'm very mixed about it. But
that's what I'm talking about. Like,
but
women,
as
like,
soon
get to
as
a point.
Like I feel like so, I may be interested in someone or someone, or you know, vice versa. I'm like,
then they talk.
I'm like, you know what?
Then they go, it's all over.
I literally,
always
I
a mistake.
I'm serious. I get cold feet. Talk. I'm like, I can't do it.
Cold feet.
I do.
Are you relationship phobic?
I'm becoming. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That's
no, it's
tough.
All right.
It's not all right. You nobody should live like that.
Okay.
Maybe you'll meet somebody at the event.
No, you know.
There you go. There's going to be bikers there.
There you go.
Those are.
Wait. Why don't we do a little bit of the event from the county jail? And then that way, you know, just an hour. Let's get. Not even an hour.
We're going to put on the flyers.
Let's just do Jenny Angel's segment in Dutchess County Jail. And from then maybe you can meet
put
somebody.
Put up some flyers over there.
Yeah.
Why, she's performing there?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
You're so pretty.
Oh, she's gone, by the way. So we understand what that comment was about.
You know why you're here, right? Okay.
I date.
This is John.
Right, I'm John. Today's Saturday.
You're from Lynn, right?
Right. Oh, God.
I told you I'm entertaining. It's just natural.
Yep. Entertaining and chaotic.
Yeah, but I want good things for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we've covered a lot. Yeah. No?
One
more than
solid. I mean, my kids. I love my kids. So that's solid in my life, especially my son. So.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
Three. Two grandchildren.
Two? You have grandchildren? Really?
Yes.
What's that like?
Chaotic.
She's a gulf.
But they're in Florida. They moved down to Florida.
Oh, is that hard?
It is. It's hard. You know, my granddaughter, you know, she went to FaceTime me the other day. So they call me Giggy. That's so cute.
That's a good name.
I told my daughter, I said, I don't want to be called grandma because I feel old when you're grandma. I said,
right.
I'm going to let the kids call me something. You know, whatever they want.
Whatever they make up, yeah.
Yeah, hey, fuck face. No. No, one day
why
she
when
just...
you FaceTime, do you have a paper bag over here?
Yeah, can you take that bag?
Right. Are you busy right now?
Fuck, I just butt dialed.
Why does Kiki have a bag on her head?
Why is there red plastic on that bag? What are you doing?
What's up, bitch?
Live from New York.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, but she just one day said Giggy, and I was like, that's it. Giggy's my name.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to hold her grandchildren. It'll be chaos. Or chaos.
She's a Gemini, too. So when me and my granddaughter get together, my daughter's like, oh, the Gemini that's going on here.
What's the difference in love between, like, your child and a grandchild? Is there any difference at all, or is it the same? Or
they go
it...
home with the parents.
No, but I mean, like, how do you feel? No, I get the convenience.
I can love them. Right. No, I can love them for... Home. 3 hours.
No, like the feeling.
It's just.
Is it the same
more
or different?
Patience, and it's just like, oh, let them have the chocolate. Just, I don't know. It's just different feeling.
It's a different feeling, is what I'm getting at. Okay, good.
It is. I think
because I can't handle this daughter thing.
Extension,
so.
Another extension of love of your child. Now you're seeing your child in this little one and yourself all mixed into one, and it's just more love.
That's beautiful. Is there a little part of you that likes watching your child suffer having another child? Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah, I can't wait for that.
This is what I went through.
Right. Okay, there you go.
My mother said to me one time, she's like, because I have two daughters. She goes, good, you got it back twice. So I'm the only daughter, my brother.
Right.
So good, you got it back twice.
That's amazing.
It's fun.
Yeah. When's the event?
October 12th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Hudson Valley Pickleball at 1895 South Road, Poughkeepsie.
In the ShopRite Plaza there.
In the shop. And I'm going to post the Eventbrite, but you get tickets on the Eventbrite. It's on Facebook. The event's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. The event, if you look up Kickstart Lynn's Heart, L-Y-N-N-E apostrophe S, you'll see the Facebook event, and the Eventbrite link is in there.
I don't even think there's an apostrophe on that.
There's what?
There's no apostrophe on that.
If you look it up on Facebook.
Oh, is it? Is. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm grammatically correct at all times.
All right.
like a robot.
They don't allow that in
the only correct you are at all times. But it's true. But it's grammatically.
It's damn true. I'll have convulsions. So, yeah, if you look up the event on Facebook.
Were you sending me something? Because I didn't get it.
Are we closing with a poem?
Are we closing with a poem in keeping with our
poem? But I think you should just kind of reiterate what I sent you.
But where did you send it to me?
Here. You can add to it.
Why don't you read it?
Huh? What? We can read it.
Okay. But you want to?
All right.
You
all right.
There we go. Wait, introduce yourself.
Everyone, this is... Go ahead.
Yvette.
Okay. No, a little more background than just Yvette.
I'm a principal, Kingston City School District, but I'm here to support Lynn. So I think everybody needs to know that she recently went through heart surgery. While she is on the road to recovery, there have been some setbacks, and that reminds us how crucial it is for us as a unified friendship that we have here, but include others in that to have support for her during this challenging time. And I think to help our friend, these amazing friends have developed this fundraiser called Kickstart Lynn's Heart. And that's going to pay for the medical expenses. It's going to allow the community to come together as a whole to help and support her and her family. Because it's a long road for her. So join us on the evening, on the morning of
October 12th.
Mm-hmm, from
Hudson Valley Pickleball.
And then in that venue, you're going to listen to amazing music. You're going to have great food. You're going to meet people. You're going to make friends. You're going to learn about heart disease. Huh?
Heart health.
Here we go.
I love how when she's talking, she leaves a blank. He's got a phone. When he wants to correct her, it's a whisper.
It's just really okay.
Is he afraid of you?
I don't know. No.
She's a principal.
I don't know if I could date a principal, man. That would be really hard.
Look at her. She's beautiful.
It's a wonderful chance to just learn from each other. I would be out in the hallway all the time.
Right?
I'm going to be in her office all the time.
My head would be down on my desk the whole time.
I'm in the hallway all the time.
You're going to the
principal. Honey, do you think we could? No, you're on detention, bro.
Yeah, I think we just need to rally together. And we need all the support that we can get from everybody, from the community, because she's done so much. And then sometimes you forget. So we have to keep reminding people that
we come together.
Yeah, it's just about coming together and showing up, however that looks for you.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is if you think to yourself, if you were in this position,
right,
or if somebody that you loved was in this position, what would you do to help? What would you want done from people to help you? Thinking about if you need to look at yourself and say, what if I was out of work for 6 months? What would happen to my family? That's what I want you to think about. Mm-hmm. And that's why $10 helps with the GoFundMe, or buying a ticket or buying a shirt, whatever it may be. Any little thing that you can do to help would be helpful. And you would hope to God that people would help you out too if you were in the same situation. So,
and buying a ticket again, all day music, big hitters are coming, right? Mm-hmm. Hudson Valley pick food, cornhole, golf, right?
Golf, we have a hole in one contest,
pickleball,
raffles,
cornhole,
So, I mean,
we will be today at some point down. There's a carnival going on in Wappingers.
Hoghouse.
Although this might not be out by then, but
I'll get this up today, tomorrow,
So we're gonna have
tomorrow too. We're gonna have a table there with some bracelets you can buy for $5. that says Kickstart Lynn's Heart.
With the QR code.
And the QR code that you could buy event tickets and or GoFundMe, and you can donate. So that will be, we'll be there for, you know, all day and night and tomorrow as well. So come by and say hello to us.
What time are you guys?
We're going there around 4:30.
The table will be there tonight by, you know, 4:30 till around 8, 9 o'clock, something like
that. No, I think it goes to 11.
She's going
to
stay that long?
Well, yeah, whatever. Yeah, shout out to Karen and Jeff.
Yes. Eric Catalano from Locks That Rock.
And Jeff Colton.
And Jeff Colton are going to be manning that table at the Carnival in Wappinger. So thank you for doing that. We appreciate you so much.
What's Jeff's last name?
Colton.
Colton.
Cool. All right. We should do? We should do like an after show. Once this is done, we should all come back in and report on how successful it was.
Yeah.
Ongoing awesome. Meet. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful.
I think we should do a show on,
Oh, I'm getting her in here. Believe me. I'm getting her in here.
maybe what man I met at the...
Oh, my God.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you,
John.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
See you next time.
We're good. Now you can curse. Just kidding.